If you were designing a statue to represent your experience of arrival,
yeah, I'm not sure. Like a man of privilege. I am an immigrant. Well, of course I did it the right fucking way. Because I am a man of privilege. I'm an American citizen by paper, but I don't feel American in my heart, no. My two older boys are completely Americanized. They're as American and as Coloradan as they come. Separation. Yeah, I'm not sure. I was married to an American woman. It was easy for me to get access to papers, to do the application. It was no big deal. I come from a very privileged background. Expatriate and immigrant. You're someone who's professional and you've chosen that life, and yet you're just the same. You're an immigrant too. But I hate that kind of separation. I will call you an expat because you're white collar and you're privileged and you have access to money and you chose that life. At the end of the day, you're still an immigrant. The easiest thing in the world. All I had to do was fill out a few forms and you know, from me signing the first form to actually getting the citizenship was about 5 months. But it wasn't difficult, it was just boring. You know, you have to do these civics questions. So you have to... What is the First Amendment?
If you were designing a statue to represent your experience of arrival...
Holding a form or something. Yes, a pen or a piece of paper or... Maybe I'm sitting on a stool and I'm writing out my forms, or I'm studying my civics questions.
What material would you be made out of?
And I got 6 out of 6. Are you asking, you know, kind of similar questions to a bunch of people?
I had sent 2 boxes of stuff by boat from England, which, you know, and that was going to take something like 6 months, you know. And when they did finally arrive, you know, I hadn't needed them at all, really. And when they arrived, it was very exciting, I remember, because they were all battered and sort of all like, and I opened them up and I just was just full of shitty clothes and things I didn't really need, you know, and I was just so excited by it. It's like you find that when you're on holiday, you know, when you just, you have a couple of t-shirts, I mean, you don't need to keep changing your clothes. And it took me a really long time to start buying stuff that was actually kind of permanent. And I remember like buying one, it was a battery recharger, and I took a lot of time thinking about whether I should purchase it because it felt like a commitment to the place. If I bought this thing, it means I'm kind of staying. I didn't know if I was staying, so I just wouldn't buy anything. Which was sort of lovely, though, because I had so little and I just made use of what I had.
Separation.
Class trips. Everybody's taken to the Statue of Liberty. I have vague memories of it. I remember climbing... you know, to the top. I don't think I actually climbed to the top. And it being scary, because it's kind of a small space. I didn't really want to climb to the top, but I don't know how that went. They take you to the Statue of Liberty and the Museum of Natural History.
If you were designing a statue...
I think I like the Museum of Natural History more. I love the Museum of Natural History. It's like one large diorama. And it hasn't changed since I was a kid.
If you were designing a statue to represent your experience of arrival.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like a man of privilege. I am an immigrant. Well, of course I did it the right fucking way. Because I am a man of privilege. I'm an American citizen by paper, but I don't feel American in my heart, no. My two older boys are completely Americanized. They're as American and as Coloradan as they come. Separation. Yeah, I'm not sure. I was married to an American woman. It was easy for me to get access to papers, to do the application. It was no big deal. I'd come from a very privileged background. Expatriate and immigrant. You're someone who's professional and you've chosen that life, and yet you're just the same. You're an immigrant too. But I hate that kind of separation. I will call you an expat because you're white collar and you're privileged and you have access to money and you chose that life. At the end of the day, you're still an immigrant. The easiest thing in the world. All I had to do was fill out a few forms and you know, from me signing the first form to actually getting the citizenship was about 5 months. But it wasn't difficult, it was just boring. You know, you have to do these civics questions. So you have to, what is the First Amendment?
If you were designing a statue to represent your experience of arrival.
Holding a form or something. Yes, a pen or a piece of paper or maybe, I don't know, maybe sitting at a desk writing. And I got 6 out of 6.
What material would you be made out of?
I had sent 2 boxes of stuff by boat.
Are you asking, you know, kind of similar questions to a bunch of people?
From England. Which, you know, and that was going to take something like 6 months, you know. And when they did finally arrive, you know, I hadn't needed them at all, really. And when they arrived, it was very exciting, I remember, because they were all battered and sort of all, and I opened them up and I just was just full of shitty clothes and things I didn't really need, you know, and I was just so excited. Buying stuff that was actually kind of permanent for us, you know. I was just so excited. I took a lot of time thinking about whether I should purchase it because it felt like a commitment to the place. If I bought this thing, it means I'm kind of staying. I didn't know if I was staying, so I just wouldn't buy anything. Which was sort of lovely, though, because I had so little and I just made use of what I had.
Class trips. Everybody's taken to the Statue of Liberty. memories of it. I remember climbing, you know, to the top. I don't think I actually climbed to the top. And I didn't really want to climb to the top. I don't know how that went. They take you to the Statue of Liberty and the Museum of Natural History. I mean, when I think of the Statue of Liberty, I think of my, my grandmother, you know, my ancestors who came through the Statue of Liberty. They immigrated, especially my one grandmother who immigrated in 1912. They had an adventure that I will never have. Going to the New World, I think, must have been like going from the Earth to the Moon. And they were so happy to come here. They were so relieved to get relieved isn't even the right word, to get away from the brutality of the Europeans. Every one of them, and because they were Jews, felt like they won the lottery coming here. Not one of them regrets coming. Oh, you know, that's not true. I had some ancestor that came here, and he went back because he was one of the few Jews that owned land. He owned a farm, and he didn't like it here. I think they said city life didn't agree with him, and he was killed. You know, I think my grandmother, Mary Madras, came from Hungary. I guess the joke is she came from near Transylvania, you know, where the vampires are. She's the one that came in 1912, and she didn't have a lot of relatives that came. My grandmother got married a lot. That's the main thing I know about her. And she spoke with a thick Hungarian accent till the day she died. I mean, she was very fluent in English. She made ties for a living. She sewed, handmade ties. My other grandmother, my mother's mother, was a bit more successful. She actually came over as an indentured servant. In the Catskills, the holiday destination for Jews, I don't know, like 3 or 4 decades ago, maybe longer, she came over to work in the hotels, these giant hotels. And she was, I guess, very good at her job, and she saved her pennies, and she bought a small hotel and bungalow colony. She was really quite a figure in her town, Ellenville, and she bought a place on Briggs Highway, and it was quite successful. It was sold to Holocaust survivors, finally, and there's a movie about it. I forgot the name. Oh, it's called The Four Seasons.